President Bush's No Child Left Behind Act was intended to help address long-term inequalities in the education system. In the 3 years since it was signed by the president, more than a dozen states have taken moves to drop out of the unfunded mandate. Yesterday, Utah became the first to actually lay down the law. The state's governor, John Huntsman, signed a bill which orders education officials to use Utah's state standards over federally mandated ones. That's at the risk of tens of millions of dollars in federal funds. Margaret Dayton was the state representative who spearheaded this measure. She joins us now from her home near Salt Lake City. Thanks very much for being with us today.
I'm glad to be here.
What was your major problem with No Child Left Behind?
My major concern with No Child Left Behind is that the federal government is involved in an arena that is not allowed for in the Constitution.
And isn't that an issue for the federal courts or the federal legislature?
Well, we need to remind ourselves that the Constitution of the United States specifically says that the federal government has only those powers enumerated and delegated to it by the states, and all else that is not granted to it in the Constitution is reserved for the states.
This is the Tenth Amendment, yes.
Then, just in case that wasn't understood, it was restated and put in cement in the Tenth Amendment. So, initially, we shouldn't even have the federal government involved in education. But secondly, when the state of Utah was applying for statehood in the late 1890s, they had to meet certain requirements that all other states had had to meet when they came into the Union, including having a proposed constitution. Now, Utah had to have, like the other states did, several things in that proposed constitution that they all had in common, and one of those things was a plan for educating the citizens of their own state. There was this fear with the federal government that the new states would come into the Union and expect the federal government to take care of their needs, including their education. So Utah had to have a plan for educating their own citizens in their proposed constitution, which it had. And then when it met all of the requirements for statehood, Congress issued what was called the Statehood Enabling Act, or a law creating the state of Utah. And part of that Enabling Act addresses schools and colleges and says, and I'm quoting here, "The schools and colleges provided for in this act shall forever remain under the exclusive control of the said state of Utah."
We're speaking with Margaret Dayton, a Republican representative in Utah. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And so, like a strict constructionalist, you look at that law and you say the federal government has no business involving itself in Utah. Presumably that includes federal money to support education in Utah.
Well, I need to go a little further than that. You know, in the 1980s, when the Congress created the Department of Education, that was created under Public Law 96-88, and that law says that the establishment of the Department of Education shall not increase the authority of the federal government over education or diminish the responsibility for education, which is reserved to the states. And that was in the 1980s when, you know, the Department of Education was created. So we have quite a standard here, starting with the United States Constitution, with the Utah Constitution, with the Utah Enabling Act, and with the congressional language that created the Department of Education that restates over and over and over again that education is a state's rights issue.
And again, are you ready to send the check back to Washington?
The bill is not written for that. You're probably aware, Brennan, that 2 years ago, Utah had a bill, and it was the No Child Left Behind opt-out bill.
Right.
And I started with that issue, and I thought it was a good idea then, and we weren't sure exactly what the consequences of it would be. There were a number of officials from Washington, D.C. that came to let us know that not only would we lose the money, the Title I money directed under No Child Left Behind, but they had a whole list of other monies that would be withheld from Utah. Keep in mind that the monies that come to the state from the federal government are monies that are taxed away from the states and then returned with strings attached. And the bill this year is not as strong as the opt-out bill. It's written in such a way so that we do not jeopardize any of that funding. And, in fact, the law that Governor Huntsman signed yesterday even quotes passages from No Child Left Behind to explain and justify everything we're doing and to assure that we do not lose what little funding we do get from the federal government.
Well, again, if your problem is with federal interference with education, surely federal money is the poison pill. Why don't you just send it back?
That would be my preference. I'm also working under the reality of needing to have the support of 103 other members of the Utah legislature, and frankly, I have the support of over 100 of them. Well, we unanimously passed this bill during the session, and this year in the special session, when it unanimously passed the House and it unanimously passed the Senate in the first vote. Before the final vote was taken, it was put on hold for special session, and when it passed in the special session last month, there were only 10 negative votes. So basically what we're saying in the bill is we are going to focus our resources and our efforts towards Utah goals, and we will accommodate the federal law as needed to get back whatever monies we can.
We just have a minute with you left, but I did want to ask, one of the things that No Child Left Behind does is mandate objective standards, regular testing, and measure students, teachers, and schools. Is that a principle that exists already in Utah?
It already was in existence before No Child Left Behind. And, you know, I don't know any educator or parent that doesn't think our schools should be accountable. The question is, to whom should they be accountable? And under No Child Left Behind, our local schools are accountable to Washington, D.C., and here in Utah, we think our schools should be accountable to the parents and the communities where they are, so that if there are issues or concerns with our schools, the parents and the communities can solve the issues here locally without having to petition Washington, D.C. with their questions about education in their own schools.
Representative Dayton, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you for your interest in Utah issues.
Margaret Dayton is a Republican state representative in Utah. She chairs the Education Committee in the State House of Representatives. She spoke to us from her home near Salt Lake City. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan.